Welcome to Slaking Thirsts, a podcast that's all about bringing the thirst deep within our hearts for love and communion to the heart of Christ, a divine heart, who is seeking our love and communion in return. The hope is that the two thirsts would meet and both thirsts would be slaked.
We're hearing that first reading today. The Lord called me from birth, from my mother's womb. He gave me my name. Centuries before Christ's birth, centuries before the Annunciation, this text is prophesied, and it's pointing to the Messiah. It's pointing to Jesus, right? And what name is given? What is his name? Yeshua, right, in the Hebrew, in the Aramaic, and it means God saves. And I am always amazed at how he saves. He doesn't save us by just like waving his hand over us. He doesn't save us by patting us on the shoulder as if to say, it's okay. He doesn't save us by sending an ambassador, an emissary, an angel, a legion of angels. No, he saves us by himself taking on human flesh and frailty, by himself going to war. Again, back to that first reading, we hear this, right? He made of me a sharp-edged sword, and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver he hid me. He came to wage war upon the enemy, our enemy. He came as sharp, right, and as piercing as steel. Why? To penetrate our defenses, to penetrate our refusals, our objections, our pride. He came to smite us, if I can put it that way, not as an overpowering, domineering force, but as the beloved is smitten by the lover. That's how he came to smite us, right? We will be smitten by his arrow, by the Cupid's arrow, if you would think of it that way, by the missile of his mission of mercy, right? Pierced by this breathtaking beauty. And it was Mary, our mother, who was first pierced by that divine sword, pierced all the way through. As for thine own soul, a sword shall pierce you. She was pierced by divine love, pierced by sorrow, pierced by his beauty. And then the saints after her, and the mystics like Teresa of Avila, John of the Cross, Catherine of Siena, Padre Pio, Francis, Claire of Assisi, they were pierced. Pope Benedict said that the saints are the ones who allow themselves to be pierced by God's beauty, by the very tip of this divine rapier, his beauty piercing the depth of their heart. And in this Passion Week, this week of the Bridegroom, Holy Week, like this beauty of our Jesus, it's going to shine forth. It's going to, as we watch him be arrested, our hearts are meant to be arrested as he himself is arrested, drawing all eyes as he is lifted up and draws all hearts to himself. And then again, as the text says, that we shall look upon him whom we have pierced with thorns and nails and arrows of our sins, and his terrible beauty, it's going to shine forth. And then, just like the crowds on that Pentecost Sunday, we'll cry out, right? What, Lord, what must we do? What must we do? We must become a pierced people, a vulnerable people, willing to share how he has conquered us with his love and his beauty. That's the only way it's ever going to work, if we're a pierced people, a vulnerable people. So friends, today on this Tuesday of Passion Week, this Tuesday of the week of the Bridegroom, let's ask for the grace to be pierced by his passion. This is the greatest love story ever told. Nothing compares to it. Everything flows from it. We are approaching, in these days, we're approaching the headwaters of the heart of the world from which all beauty flows. So look up, right? Lift up your heads, because your redemption, it's near at hand. Amen.